writers, critics, and colleagues. Those who kindly aided in the process are listed later. A few took the further step of writing an afterword to a piece they recommended. Brief biographies of these contributors appear at the book's end. Nearly everything in this reader has been published previously in Wallace's novels, story collections, and essay collections, and the versions here are the original full texts rather than the shortened versions that were sometimes created for magazine publication. There are two new works. One is the first story in the book, The Planet Trilophon as It Stands in Relation to the Bad Thing, which was published in the Amherst Review when Wallace was an undergraduate there. It is an astonishing exploration of psychological pain and self-consciousness. The other is a selection of teaching materials. Wallace taught undergraduate creative writing classes at Emerson College, Illinois State University, and Pomona College, and poured enormous care into creating syllabi, reading lists, and pop quizzes to help his students learn to write well. This section is introduced by his mother, Sally Foster Wallace, with whom he shared a boundless love of grammar and linguistic rigor. We hope we have gathered here a representation of the range, depth, and layers of Wallace's creations, the complexity of thought and emotion, and the desire to disturb and tickle and demolish and annoy, even to break hearts, that lived alongside his intent to astonish and entertain. This collection could easily have been two or three times as long as it is, and we forced ourselves to leave out many excellent works in an effort to keep to a manageable length. There is writing in all of Wallace's books that is every bit as powerful as what's included here, and we hope you will be moved to read those books in full. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Sam Frelick, Victoria Matsui, and Mario Police for their work and care in creating this book, and Marlena Bittner for her kindness and support in everything connected with David and his books. Bonnie Nadell, Karen Green, Michael Peach. Fiction. The Planet Trilophon as It Stands in Relation to the Bad Thing. I've been on antidepressants for, about a year now, and I suppose I feel as if I'm pretty qualified to tell what they're like. They're fine, really, but they're fine in the same way that, say, living on another planet that was warm and comfortable and had food and fresh water would be fine. It would be fine, but it wouldn't be good old Earth, obviously. I haven't been on Earth now for almost a year because I wasn't doing very well on Earth. I've been doing somewhat better here where I am now on the planet Trilophon, which I suppose is good news for everyone involved. Antidepressants were prescribed for me by a very nice doctor named Dr. Kablumbus at a hospital to which I was sent ever so briefly following a really highly ridiculous incident involving electrical appliances in the bathtub about which I really don't wish to say a whole lot. I had to go to the hospital for physical care and treatment after this very silly incident, and then 2 days later I was moved to another floor of the hospital, a higher, whiter floor, where Dr. Kablumbus and his colleagues were. There was a certain amount of consideration given to the possibility of my undergoing ECT, which is short for electroconvulsive therapy, but ECT wipes out bits of your memory sometimes, little details like your name and where you live, etc., and it's also in other respects just a thoroughly scary thing, and we, my parents and I, decided against it. New Hampshire, which is the state where I live, has a law that says ECT cannot be administered without the patient's knowledge and consent. I regard this as an extremely good law. So, antidepressants were prescribed for me instead by Dr. Kablumbus, who can be said really to have had only my best interests at heart. If someone tells about a trip he's taken, you expect at least some explanation of why he left on the trip in the first place. With this in mind, perhaps I'll tell some things about why things weren't too good for me on Earth for quite a while. It was extremely weird, but 3 years ago, when I was a senior in high school, I began to suffer from what I guess now was a hallucination.